The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In this world, we live in a constant warfare, personal, for our families, for God's church, and for our civil governments. Everything is easily understood when we know and accept this fact. If we don't know it or refuse to accept it, then we put ourselves under the warning in the Scripture, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We are seeing this battle in the civil realm reveal itself in Judge Roy Moore's candidacy for the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama. Judge Moore has stood for the Ten Commandments as the moral foundation for our civil law. For his stand, he was removed as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He was reelected as Chief Justice, and he stood for biblical marriage, that is, between a man and a woman only. For this, he was suspended and awaiting trial when he chose to resign from the court and run for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions when President Trump appointed him to be the Attorney General. Judge Moore's stand for biblical principles has brought him the hatred of left-wing people in the universities and media, as well as the big political bosses. They've attacked his moral character, saying he abused teenage girls nearly 40 years ago. Interesting that they couldn't find any flaw in his character for well over 30 years, so his political enemies reach way back to find something with which to accuse him. Let's get a clue as to what's going on here. The Bible teaches this warfare. Jesus told us Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The Apostle Paul said, "We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So should we be surprised when Satan attacks one who has stood so firmly with the Lord and His Word? Mo Brooks, the U.S. representative who ran against Judge Moore in the August primary, brings some important insight to these attacks on Judge Moore's character. Of note is that Mo Brooks is a former prosecuting attorney. Brian Fisher quotes him as saying, "My evaluation of the evidence is that there is only the remotest of possible chances that if this went to court, a jury would find Roy Moore guilty of anything. That's how flimsy the evidence is," he says. "And if I were ordered by a judge to choose which side I wanted based on who I thought would win in front of a jury of our peers, I would in a heartbeat jump on Roy Moore's side because that's where I think the evidence is." But what you have is the mainstream left-wing socialist news media trying to distort the evidence to cause people to reach the conclusion that Roy Moore engaged in unlawful conduct with a minor. End quote. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to join in this warfare by praying for the truth to be seen in this attack on Judge Moore. I believe there is no truth to the accusations against him. In my opinion, I think Satan is afraid of having Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate, and that's what this warfare is all about. I ask that you join me in praying Isaiah 59:19 that states, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." More and more in these days, we must enter into the civil realm with warfare praying. Are you doing it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.